in the next half an hour, our maximum. Can I put the agenda to you? Opening welcomes, Sesame, program and kosher. Anybody wants to amend the agenda, or do we accept the agenda? Happiness? Thank you very much. Can we then move on to apologies? Are there any apologies, Mr. Rama?
Yes, we have an apology from Ms. Lamini Bozani. She's got some parliamentary work. And then we have an apology also from Ms. Carter, who's ill at the moment. I don't know if I should mention the other two members who are not on the who are not with us as members of the committee anymore. Ms. Family of the DFF, she has not been replaced yet. We are still trying to find out as to why that has not happened yet. And then there's Ms. Boschiello of the AFC, who also is not with us committee anymore.
All right. Great. Thank you very much. Can I just very briefly go through what we're hoping to discuss is the finalization of the oversight visit. We'll ask Mr. Ramroff to brief us on that. Then there is a proposed briefing on the 28th of August by the AG on the MFMA order outcomes. Then there's the actual oversight visit from the 15th to the 18th of September in Johannesburg at the AG's offices. And the 25th discussion on the draft report of the oversight. Let me just say to members, the 24th is a holiday, which is Thursday. So that 25th we might have to change, because I'm sure if we are at home on Thursday, we might not want to come back. So that one, I think we have to just discuss and change. But could I hand over to Mr. Ramroff just to indicate what is it that you guys are proposing around the oversight visit, bearing in mind that eight members is the 15th to the 18th of September.
Yes, sir. The committee made a decision last term to go on oversight that was going to take place in July. Unfortunately, Parliament changed its program then, and we were not able to go as a result of that. Now, Parliament has given an additional week for oversight, which is this week that we have, the 15th to the 18th of September. Now, we have not made an application on that yet because this committee will have to make a decision on it. You give approval for the one of July, but not yet on the one of September. So that's what we are aiming at, and the reasons for the oversight remains the same in it, as was stated at that meeting when a decision was made. That's why we are going to the provincial office of the AG, and then also to the Gauteng municipality, yes. Joburg municipality, sorry about that. So those are the features.
All right, members, visiting the AG's office in Gauteng, and then a visit to how it has an impact in the city of Johannesburg. That's what they're proposing for the 3 days. Are there any additions, subtractions, new ideas? And of course, the dates have not been secured, but depending on the wishes of members, we can then ask them to do the necessary. Any ideas, members? So we could ask them to go ahead and do that. Thank you very much.
Morning, honorable members. And we also discussed, I don't know, but we said that we're going to talk to the committee that, when we're in Joburg, rather than visiting, we can visit both Ekurhuleni and also Joburg. Ekurhuleni because of the this progress has been achieved in this particular financial year, I mean the previous financial year, in terms of what is getting it, what is maybe we can learn a best practice from them if they make with their impact because of this great achievement that they've done for the previous audits. But we will just discuss among ourselves and then maybe take a decision about that because it's depending upon you. Because we're interested to learn those particular best practices maybe that on their impact was a better thing that they've done in order to achieve that particular great achievement in terms of being audits.
I think the principle is
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. I just want to respond to that. I don't know if I'm correct, but if I can recall, in the last week or so, I read an article that the Minister of Local Government is instituting some serious inquiries into the way tenders are being allocated and things like that in the rural learning. I stand to correction, but I think for that reason as well, we need to go there. Because sometimes have a clean audit, but there are other aspects within the municipality. And maybe we need to get some briefing, even a briefing document from local government or from the Minister of Local Government if he actually referred to a rural area. Thank you.
I was saying that I think the principle of going to see two municipalities is fine. You were decided, but the Kuruleni now seems to be one. I'm just wondering, members, would it not be advisable that we at least inform and extend an invitation to Scopa in Gauteng to accompany us? I'm just scared that we seem to be entering their territory without them. What's the thinking around that one? Is that all right? Okay. We will confirm Joburg and the Kuruleni. We leave that up to you, but we do think at least the courtesy to the Scopa in Gauteng indicate once you've approved and inviting them to accompany us if they are available. That's then dealing with the oversight, we finalized it. Briefing by the AG on NFMA, is it desirable? And that is scheduled for the 28th of August. Is that desirable? Members have any ideas on that one? Can we have this? I'm not sure if there are transcripts. If there are, that would all have been missed, but the bottom line is that we are agreeing that we invite the AG to come and brief us on the NFMA on August the 28th here in Cape Town. Then the final matter is, I don't even know that we need to discuss it. It's really about our report. They've just given us a date of the 21st, which I think is not going to be practical because it's the day before the public holiday. Can we deal with that one after the result? I don't think we have to have a big meeting and argument about it unless you guys are adamant you want to date now for that one. No, sir, I was just saying, I don't think it should create any problem. We can discuss the delegation issue then.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Ling.
Just, again, my apologies, we had a call for the 28th, because I have another important engagement. Although we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow in life, but for the 28th, I know I've got an engagement. And I just wanted to know, you know, we used to do these audit directives and things like that. I remember the office of the AG used to come along and they'd want us to consider audit directives. And I don't know when, I can't even remember now, at which part of the year this committee, because that's one of the requirements in the Act. So if we can just be briefed on that.
So let's get to you. The research tool is either it's when we are doing the annual report or the blue book, it's one of the two, which is a strategic plan. Then that document comes in. But not separate, it is during the time that we deal with the annual report or the blue book or the first service called the sector.
I guess the question that Mr. Singh is asking is, have we done it?
Yes, we have done. No, the last year, the last things were done unusual because the old directives and the annual report were not done for a few years ago. Because things were done unusual. They didn't approve special targets. Although there were no changes.
And I know it's a requirement in the Act because in my experience of this committee, that's the one of the most important reasons we meet is to look at the audit narrative and annual report. Now, annual reports should be coming out, which is August now, in about September. So I think we've got to start applying our minds, possibly for the next term, when we can consider the report and the directives moving forward. So that I'm looking at the time of the year. None of actually whether we did or not. And if we did something unusual last year, well,
yeah,
we can't repeat it.
They are done with the annual report. They tell you what to do, or you adopt the annual report, you also approve the body to and the surplus that we can for the first of the utilizing the annual before you start with the
slow process. Okay, I remember. You're correct, but I think although we certified the requirement because on that report, I still went very well. There was approval recommendation for the end the committee deliberated in terms of amendment on that day, and also the audit report was, the audit director will also tell the recommendation of the particular annual report that we adopted before we leave on November. So we certified the requirement of the end last year. And currently, I think yesterday we also met with the AG, the office of the AG, the supporters, and we discussed about the annual report and also the strategy, how we're going to progress with it, because they are calling it the third quarter. I mean, for example, we also proposed to us that they were even keen of coming to on that 28th, but they said that, discussed that it falls beyond the scope, but they were even said that they were prepared to come and also brief for the PFME on that 28th, but at later stage, the person that we're engaging with and he said that according to the program, after he lies with the office, they found that they are going to finish in the first week of completed the PFME, the first of September, and they are going to table the annual report and the requirement of the health in August, and also on 30th September, they're supposed to take the strategy plan. So then we can deal with the days we proposed, but we have seen some hiccups for the days that were when we're engaging with them. Because some of the days that we're proposing us on our side, so that we cannot keep press of the committee, find that the age is not going to be around the country. So we have really reached a common consensus yesterday about the days, but we have discussed, although they fell in the third quarter, but that's why maybe here in the agenda, the program is not highlighted, what they say in the coming term, not in this particular term. Thank you.
So, Chairperson, from what I hear, the long and short of it, he will deal with it in the fourth term. We'll comply with the requirements of it. That's fine.
All right. Any other matter that members want to put on the table? We've now agreed on the budget. We've agreed on the possible offices that we will visit. We've agreed on the 28th FMA. And we have agreed that in the fourth quarter, we must deal with the annual report and all the other legislative requirements. Any other business that members want to put on the table, other than the fees? All right. members, then we will meet on the 21st of August, which is 2 weeks, and the 28th of August, and we will then meet in the fourth quarter. That's outside of the oversight visit. Having said that, thank you very much. Meeting has been adjourned.
Thank you.